Next is vocal fry. Though this register is uncommon, it is used by mostly bass voices and produces the lowest possible sound. In vocal fry, the vocal cords slow way down until you can hear almost each individual vibration of the vocal cords. In vocal fry, the fullness of the vocal cord musculature has been disengaged to allow thinning and stretching with little resistance. This ensures your ability to sing higher. Since the first release of Singing Success in 1998, I've used this exercise to rehab countless singers' tired voices while they were touring. Many of these singers would lose the ability to even talk, but the vocal fry helps in what is called edge therapy for trashed or beat-up voices. So, the same register that you find below your chest voice actually helps all the other registers. The artist now known as Prince would often use this vocal fry to add texture or slight raspiness to his high falsetto or head voice. That is effortless. This is actually a safe way to find your head voice when your high voice is trashed. So if I try to sing high and my voice keeps breaking into airy sounds like this, then I would start in my vocal fry and carry it up into my high head voice range like this. Then I would gradually increase my airflow until you could hear fullness of vocal cord vibration like this. Once you are there, you are released. This is truly a quantum leap in vocal training. Vocal fry has proven to be far more effective than originally thought since the first release of Singing Success. Stylistically, vocal fry can be used to bring emotion to your phrasing because of its natural, provocative, speech-like quality. Vocal fry is often used in country singing. You know, like when they get way down and say, I'll wait for another chance to love you. And you were waiting for me to let go. I can't live like this anymore. I can't live like this anymore. No more, baby. That was totally spontaneous. And I love country. I do. There's some charming, conversational, honest sexiness to the voice. Or in speech, you might hear it when Elmer Fudd on Bugs Bunny says, "Hello. Hello," or former U.S. President Bill Clinton with his, "I am charming. Ladies, I love you." Vocal fry tends to be somewhat therapeutic to a tired or strained voice if done for a short time to relieve vocal stress and take the weight off the vocal cords. Even babies have the natural God-given instinct to talk in vocal fry with their "Good morning, Daddy," spoken in that natural groggy tone. They should not be corrected for this, but rather imitated. In singing, vocal fry sounds like this. First the male.
I love you.
Now the female.